Shalom Aleichem. Today we are going to talk about drinking of alcoholic beverages on Purim, and we're going to have two fundamental questions. Number one is, what's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and also what's the psak of the Ramah as it relates to drinking on Purim? That is question number one. And question number two is, if we say you should be, or there's an obligation, a mitzvah to drink on Purim, should it be specifically wine, or can you also use other alcoholic beverages? When it comes to these questions, there is no limit to what we can discuss. There's so many opinions, so many views, but we are going to limit at least our first question to the Shulchan Aruch Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. We're not going to go past that for the first question. So, accordingly, we are now in Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Siman Tafrei Sadi Hei. Those are the halachas of the Seudas Purim. It is in the context of the Seuda that there would be drinking. That's why it's in the halachas Seudas Purim. And we are in Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows. Chayav Inish Lebesume Bepuria. There is an obligation. He does say Chayav. Inish, a person, that is men, libsume, bipuria, to get drunk, or libsume, we'll see, bipuria, ad deloyada, to the extent, until the person cannot tell the difference between bein aror haman, cursed is Haman, and blessed is Mordechai. Kipshuto, its simple understanding is, that means somebody has to get very drunk. There are different commentaries on what does that mean. That doesn't mean you have to reach that state or up until that state, but not inclusive of that state. So you have to drink some, you have to get drunk, but not as drunk as. So up until that, ad de lo yada, up until, there's a concept of ad the lo ad bichlal, that you get to a certain place, but not inclusive of the next step. So that is one view of what the Shulchan Aruch is saying here. Be that as it may, the Shulchan Aruch certainly is saying there's an obligation to drink. To what extent, we'll leave that as an open question. The Ramah says otherwise, somewhat. He says, V'yeshomen, there is an opinion, dein tzarech lishtaker kochach. There's an opinion that says you don't have to get so drunk. Rather, Elayishta Yosem Elimudo, drink more than you normally do, Vishan, and go to sleep. How is that going to help you going to sleep? And it has to be on the day of Purim, you have to go to sleep. Not so easy, especially if you start your Suda late in the day. So maybe have a little bit, a Suda in the morning, a little Suda in the morning, and drink something, take a nap. Why should you go to sleep? How does that help? Mitoch Sheyashen, because you're asleep. Ein Yodea Bein Araham on the Baruch Mordechai. That's based on the Ma'aril, that if you're asleep, you can't tell the difference between blessed is Mordechai and cursed is Haman. So you drink some, at least more than you typically drink. For most people, that's probably not very much. Certainly during the day, having a drink, Shabbos okay, maybe something, but typically we're not drinking so much. And drink a little bit more than you usually do, take a nap, and accordingly you fulfill the mandate. So far we have it that it seems the standard of the Shulchan Aruch is to drink more, even to get drunk, and the standard of the Ramah is to not get drunk, just drink more than you typically do, take a nap, and you are no longer able to discern the difference between Aror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Now, truth be told, we should not stop there, because the most critical point is what the Ramah continues with. And he says as follows, Ve'echad hamarbe, ve'echad hamamid, ubilvad shechavin libo lashamayim. You can drink a lot, you can drink a little. Somebody who drinks a lot, somebody who drinks a little, regardless, you still have to be mechavin libo lashamayim. You still have to do this for the proper purposes. So somebody who's drinking a lot, it shouldn't be that I'm drinking because I want to get smashed, I like getting out of control, I like vomiting all over the place, whatever the case may be, that's not the intention. The intention is to have kavana, I'm doing the mitzvah, I want to grow in ruchnias, I want to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maybe I wouldn't feel otherwise. That's echad harmarbe, that is someone who is drinking a lot, he has to do it for the proper kavanas. And we would say the same thing similarly, maybe someone who is mamid, somebody who's drinking less, that also be mechav in the Shem Shemaim. When you drink a little, have in mind, I am doing this to do the mitzvah of drinking on Purim. And also we could say, and maybe another way, the kavana, I am specifically drinking a little and not a lot because I want to be able to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the day with a clear head. For example, I still have to daven. Ideally, we would daven mincha before the seuda, before any drinking, because we should not be drinking and davening, just like not drinking and driving, don't drink and daven. And then you have to make sure that your head is clear by marav of night, because we should be davening. Davening is a great, important mitzvah, and we have to have a clear head and not be drunk when it comes to davening mara. Now, this Ramah, this point in the Ramah is absolutely critical. Whether you're drinking a little or drinking a lot, it has to be for the right kavanas. It shouldn't be that everyone is getting drunk and I want to do it. I want to be like one of the guys. I want to show, whatever the case is. People have different cheshbonos. It has to be Shiachavin Libo Lashamayim. Another absolutely critical point, and this is brought by the Mishnah Berurah as follows. He brings in the name of Eliyahu Zuta, the Mikol Makom. Nonetheless, no matter what the situation, Gir Eliyot Zahir. You have to be very careful. Binyan Yatila Sidayim. We still have to wash Natila Sidayim when having a Su'uda. We cannot forget mitzvahs because we may have drunk too much. Ubir Kasa Motzi, Ubir Kasa Mazon. We have to say a Motzi. We have to have our brachas. We have to bench afterwards. Somebody who drinks so much is not going to be able to branch. Yes, simcha shel mitzvah. This is not a simcha shel holelos. This is not a simcha of shichrus. This is a simcha of mitzvah. It has to be done in the proper way. And so we see, just to get back, we see a difference, a divergence in the views between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch saying get more drunk. The Ramah saying get less drunk. Just take a nap. And that is going to be a sufficient kiyum of the mitzvah, the chova. The Mishnah Berurah adds on this. What's the Mishnah Berurah's view? V'yishan, go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, you're not going to be able to tell the difference between Baruch Mordechai and Ar-Haman, Baruch Mordechai. V'chein ro'ay la'asos. The Mishnah Berurah says, in the name of the Prima Gadin, the proper approach is to take the Ramah's approach, not the Shulchan Aruch's approach. Don't get too drunk. Drink a little bit more than you usually do. Take a nap. And that more than suffices. There we are on question number one. Now we're going to go to question number two. Somebody's drinking either to have a kiyum of the Shulchan Aruch, again, Yechaved Libo LaShamayim, or to have a kiyum of the Ramah, less drinking, again, Yechaved Libo LaShamayim. So what should be drunk? So if you just look at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Hayvinash Lipsume, to get drunk, he doesn't distinguish between how the person is going to get drunk, be it through wine or other alcoholic beverages, beer, liquor, whiskey, etc. Based on that Shulchan Aruch and other poskim, there is no difference. So it would be whether wine or other alcoholic beverages. But having said that, Rashi on Megillah, Daf Zayin Amun Aleph, on the Gemara Libsume, to get drunk, Rashi says specifically b'yayin, it has to be with wine. And it's not only Rashi, the Rambam says as well, v'shose yayin, so that you should drink specifically wine until you get drunk and you fall asleep. And it's not only Rashi, it's not only the Rambam, there are other Rishonim as well, the Rokeach, the Radvaz. And the rationale here is because all of the Nisim that were done via Mishnah parties, they had parties in the Megillah that are talked about and drinking at the parties, it was via wine. So accordingly, just like in the Megillah, the drinking was wine, we too, when somebody is drinking, should drink wine. The Shevet Alevi explains that wine, it's not grape juice, although grape juice we can have on Shabbos and Yontif for Kiddush, but it's not going to work for Chayav Inlish Libisume Beporia because it's not going to have any effect. There needs to be alcohol, so specifically wine and not grape juice. Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs in the end of the day says, we see here that the poskim are okay with non-wine, other alcoholic beverages, but we do have a number of Rishonim that say wine specifically. So Lamaisa, bottom line, Latze Sidea Rishonim Anel, in order to fulfill the Rishonim, Rashi, Rambam, etc., it is proper, worthwhile to have as your main drinking, it should be wine. And after that, if you want to add on other alcoholic beverages, okay, but the main drinking should be via wine. And again, the key here, as the Ramah says, Echad Amarbe v'Echad Amamit, Ubi Avad Shiachavin Libo LaShamayim. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.